Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
The Morning After News Update.
Take it, friends. Arm yourselves with knowledge.
Chrissy Bones, Week 13 in the NFL kicks off tonight at AT&T Stadium. Thursday Night Football, the 10-1 Saints at the 6-5 Cowboys, 8:20 p.m. Eastern Cowboys. Time on Fox, the NFL Network. And don't forget about Amazon Prime. We always forget about. Are the ladies still on?
Are they still doing that thing?
I believe they still do that broadcast. I haven't checked it out in a while.
New Orleans -7.5,
sure
I think.
They do.
Fourth game in 18 days for both teams. I just stole that from Mike Blue. The Saints led by league MVP and all-around great guy, Drew Brees. Four touchdowns to four different receivers last week. New Orleans leads the NFL in scoring at a sick 37.2 points per game.
Dak Prescott's not an all-around great guy?
Dak Prescott accounted for three TDs, a decent guy. He had a good Thanksgiving day. Amari Cooper huge on Thanksgiving, 180 and two TDs, making Jerry Jones look smart. Not an easy thing to do, Corey. And by the way, Ezekiel Elliott over 1,000 yards already. I don't think that's an editorial. I think everyone in this room would agree, except for you. Saints can clinch the NFC South with a win tonight and a Carolina loss or tie on Sunday.
Yeah, tough spot right here tonight for the Dallas Cowboys. There's plenty of Cowboy fans out there reminding me the last time the Saints were on this kind of win streak. It was broken up by the Dallas Cowboys. Tony Romo was on that team. So was DeMarcus Ware. They're not going to be there tonight.
No, it sounds like you're setting yourself up for disappointment, Corey.
I won't be disappointed. Got the big game versus the Eagles next week. That's the one that the Cowboys got to get. How about them Cowboys?
And you know Dallas is so good at home, too, Corey. Relax. Big game tonight in the association, the 15-7 Warriors at the 18-4 Raptors.
Smack talk there.
Yeah, I see that.
8 p.m. Eastern on TNT. Steph Curry will not play tonight, but will return to the lineup Saturday in Detroit. Draymond Green also still out with a bad toe. Toronto comes into tonight with the league's best record, probably the biggest threat to another Dubs championship,
they Corey. Coming tonight as 8-point favorites.
Wow. When's the last time the Warriors have been an 8-point dog? Probably got to be 3 years.
Last time Steph and Draymond didn't play.
Last year, if you recall, there was like a 2-week span where nobody played.
Okay.
You remember like they got pasted by Sacramento one night?
Yeah.
There was an ugly span last year, but it wasn't really ugly because it was like, whatever. We're just resting everybody for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And they did get tattooed a couple of times, but I can't recall. I can't recall the Cowboys being 7-point home underdogs either off the top of my head.
That's true, too.
And I got a stat for you right here.
Well, Gabe, the top of my head doesn't say much.
Your Raptors are the only NBA team that ranks in the top 7 in offense and defense.
Now, the Raptors playing good ball. They get a big showdown game tonight.
They're a very complete team.
With the Dubs coming in town, you can expect Toronto to be lit. Drake will be sitting on the front row. I think the Dubs might be in for a long night.
NBA news, Kyle Korver, the next domino to fall in Cleveland. Cavs traded Korver to the Jazz on Wednesday. Cleveland now 4-16, clearly in the youth movement rebuild mode. At 37, Korver, though, still shooting 46.3% from beyond the arc. Not a popular move in the locker room. Tristan Thompson says, quote, so the only two guys that are safe in the NBA are Bron and Steph.
That's basically what nobody on the Cleveland Cavaliers is safe, and they should have expected that and saw that coming. But you see what this move right here does for Utah. You get another guy that can stroke it from the outside. Utah stepping up trying to make a play. That second spot in the Western Conference is wide open. Utah is trying to go get it.
Talk about editorializing.
Sorry, Gabe. More goat talk. LeBron won two Olympic medals, of course, with Coach K on Wednesday. The King reacting to Mike Krzyzewski's rant about expecting too much from his young Duke players. LeBron sending a message that could signal Bronny James's future college decision.
No. We're not
saying,
doing this. I don't
love
care.
Coach K. Absolute best. We're hope not, he's still not at the helm when my boy comes up.
When his boy his boy would be going straight to the NBA.
This is like the one and only time I want to hear this in this update today. Like, we're not talking about LeBron James's kid and where he's going to go to school in 5 years.
Oh, well, you just entered high school. Whoa, Gabe,
LeBron James
Gabe,
should
Gabe,
worry
Gabe.
About what his coach
what,
tells him.
Actually, he's in eighth grade.
GOAT's son, who is going to be a future GOAT.
Who dunks already.
That's big time news, Gabe, and I think it should be in every update.
Michael Jordan had kids that played university
Michael Jordan's
basketball
kids sucked. They sucked, Gabe.
Nobody talked about his kids.
Yeah, well, it's not the social media era. With his kids, and his kids can't play like Bronny can.
What do you mean, play like Brady? You ever seen him play?
Yeah, I've seen him play.
He's 12,
his game's already on ESPN.
Wait,
games. He played a summer league game that was on ESPN.
Yeah, good for him. Oh, yeah. Didn't Bronny like cost the team a game by like trying to dunk a ball last year?
They won that game by 40 points, Gabe.
You don't part that.
They won that game by 40 points.
They didn't win that game by
40 points.
Yes,
they did. They won that game by 40. Gabe hating on, there's something about that side of the room that hates on LeBron James.
I'm just telling you right
maybe
now.
I should go sit over there and class the joint.
Let me ask you a softball. Yeah, I brought it up.
I feel you. Maybe I should go sit
his
over
son
there.
His play for UCS. Yeah, so I'm friends with him on Facebook.
You're friends with his son on Facebook?
Marcus Jordan. I don't know why. I just am.
I know why.
Yeah, well, it's pretty easy to figure out why.
Because he's Michael's son. Look at
he's
you.
Michael Jordan's son, yeah.
That's not rocket
college
science.
Basketball, finally. Longtime Iowa radio.
Do you want to hear about LeBron James's kid?
Yes.
And where he's going to go to school in 5 years?
No, I don't really care that much.
And are we going to do this every time ESPN or one of these jackass media outlets step up and oh, no.
Finally, college basketball. Longtime Iowa radio broadcaster Gary Dolphin been suspended from calling the next two games for the Hawkeyes after criticizing his team on a hot mic during a commercial break in Tuesday's win over Pitt. He apologized on air after the game. He was talking to his partner, Bobby Hansen, about Pitt's great freshman guards and says, how do we not get anybody like that just year after year after year? Go get a quality piece like that. I thought he was talking to Corey.
I got some quality
pieces. Just get
pieces.
One piece, Corey. One piece.
You got to always assume that the mic is hot. I think everybody needs to chill out. The morning after, set to begin.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's the morning after.
I finally snapped.
I love it, son.
I've always wanted to be a gift.
The morning after.
I'm gonna smash your face in.
It was pretty wild.
All right, let's roll. The morning after has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci. Nothing but smiles and sunshine this morning. Next to Michelle Serpico. What's up, Michelle?
Good morning. How are you?
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to see you,
how you
too.
Doing?
I'm tired, but I'm good. Some dummy can't cook in my apartment building, so the fire alarm went off at 11 o'clock after I was already peacefully asleep for 45 minutes. So I hope that person goes and plays in traffic today because they messed up my sleep schedule. But besides that, I'm good.
Nice to see
you. You're like one of these people that, like, if you're on the subway and somebody jumps in front of the train and offs themselves, you're like, what a selfish son of a bitch.
Yeah, I am. I am like that's me.
That's real nice, Michelle.
You sort of think, well, I like what she said. I hope this guy goes, like, somebody innocently caused cooking bacon last night.
I mean, like, learn how to cook.
Welcome to New York, everybody. Yeah, welcome to New York.
It's not all about you, Michelle.
but I always think that, too, though, whenever somebody jumps in a train.
Yeah.
You just think, dude, like.
Yeah.
Couldn't you down a bridge?
Right.
Why do you want to, like, inconvenience thousands of people?
Exactly.
Gabe, I noticed you didn't say that, how much it was a pleasure to be working with me this morning. I noticed you left that part out. Well, did you misspeak?
No, I'm honest. See, it's proof. I don't throw these words out there casually. I don't know. Once I started talking to her, I forgot about you, to be honest. But Corey Parson, how you doing, Corey?
Hey, what's going on? How's everything going? Got a big night tonight. Got my Doves in the big game. Got my Cowboys in the big game. So
you're expecting to go 0-2 tonight.
It's going to be tough to get a...
You know what? I think that sounds like a parlay, actually.
Doves?
It's the anti-Corey parlay.
Raptors-Saints parlay?
Saints Raps money line parlay. Let's see what that pays.
Nothing, probably.
I got to tell you, though. You know, I was anxiously awaiting the point spread for the Toronto Raptor-Golden State tilt. A lot of people talking about it being a potential NBA Finals preview. A little premature to do that, but Klay Thompson was the one that did that. Not the media. But there was no number overnight because no one really knew about Steph Curry and about the Golden State Warrior lineup. Curry's not playing. He's going to be back over the weekend. And the Toronto Raptors are 8-point favorites. They're bigger favorites tonight than the New Orleans Saints are.
That is a money line parlay.
Think about that.
100 to pay you 170.
Man.
No juice on that.
Man. All right, we're going to be breaking it down. We got a stacked show. We'll tell you about it on the other side.
You're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day? The Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
Morning After continues. I am Gabriel Morenci. Let's roll. Michelle Serpico in the house. Corey Parson already with a couple of bad takes off the top of the program.
Gabe, I just keep it all the way 100. You may call it a bad take, but when it comes true, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be like, you know what? Corey was right.
And I might have to give you credit for the Adam Gase stuff. Adam Gase might get fired.
Yeah, I was watching Gabe versus the Machine this morning as I was getting ready to come in here because I retain the information better if I hear it earlier in the day. And I heard you mention the Adam Gase thing. You know what's interesting about...
I'm not saying he will, but it's not out of the realm of possibility.
If you tell me something early in the morning... I retain it better than you telling me in the daytime.
Oh, wow.
Because you're not
that's
as baked.
Yeah, you're right, because I'm not as baked.
You're not as enhanced yet. He's only smoked like one or two bowls. He's not in it.
And your man, Jamie Heave, had an interesting take. Oh, I hope it comes true. He's calling a big game for Shady McCoy this week, and I really need a big game from Shady McCoy this week.
We haven't seen a big game from Shady McCoy in a while.
I know. But Jamie said this could be a big one.
One left in him?
If it is, Gabe, I hope it's this week right here. And you made good points also about the Buffalo Bills kind of owning Ryan Tannehill. So
they do. If you look at the numbers, like even like from a fantasy standpoint, a statistical standpoint, they've dominated. But nevertheless, the Buffalo Bills and the Miami Dolphins not the biggest story of the day today.
Of course not, yep.
Although we do like the Bills. And it's almost scary because it was a clean sweep on Sports Rage against the Machine.
I know, and the Machine too,
Mark
right?
Lawrence, Jamie Heath, the Machine, and me.
Yep.
All four of us on the Buffalo Bills plus the points.
Nobody circles the wagons.
No, we didn't break down tonight's game, but we're going to break down tonight's game with a Hall of Famer. Marshall Faulk is going to step up and join us a little bit later on.
Oh, that's cool.
We have a couple of college football Hall of Famers. Marshall's in both, I believe.
Yeah.
He's a great college player as well, San Diego
college
State
Aztec.
College
football Hall of Famer.
And pro football Hall of Famer.
Yep.
But Matt Stinchcomb.
Okay, cool, Matt
College
Stinchcomb.
Football Hall of Famer, former Georgia Bulldog. Now he's Tim Tebow's colleague. You know Tim Tebow, I'm sure, Michelle.
Yes, I do. He is dating Miss Universe. That was Craig's man crush.
Yeah. Craig.
Remember, he really liked him a lot, and he was shocked that I didn't
Craig
like him as much as he did.
Now, you think he's all right, good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking guy.
You understand that he's not your type.
He's not my type personality-wise, yes. And personality is the most important thing, clearly, as we all know, because I typically don't date the best-looking guys.
Like when you, your boy Jake is right now thinking at home.
I lucked out with him, though. But prior to him, not the best-looking dudes.
So yeah, at least like you and Jake are just lounging around all hungover on Sunday. Like if you were with Tebow,
that's usually what happens.
You'd be like, Michelle,
like,
you got to get up. We're going to church.
That much. Yeah, exactly.
He'd be like, Tebow would be the type of guy too. Are you really going to wear that?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Are you really like my outfit today?
He would. That's nice, conservative. Today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That looks
Tim Tebow would approve.
Yeah, he would approve of this.
That's elementary school teacher.
It is.
Yes,
or like meet the mom outfit.
Yeah, yes, a good meet the mom outfit. I remember my first baby mama, she came to meet the mom. You know what I'm saying? She had on a halter top. Her belly was out, sticking up in the air. My mother was like, what the hell is going on?
Once again.
Are y'all having sex?
Once again, your lady was honest, Corey.
Yeah,
she was like, I ain't putting on any show. And anyway, I ain't worried about your mother either.
She kept it all the way 100.
That's when you know you got a problem. If you introduce a girl to your mother for the first time and leaving... The girl is already talking smack about your mother.
Oh, yeah, that's when there's a problem.
Yeah. I don't know about none of your mother was giving me dirty looks.
That's when you'd be like, this girl's not a keeper.
You're wearing a tank top here.
You don't want a girl that has drama with your mama.
It was Thanksgiving dinner, too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Sitting up there on Thanksgiving with a halter top on.
Oh, man, she wasn't worried about that food baby popping out after the turkey?
No, this is back when she was younger.
Oh.
All right, so.
Now, 3 kids later, now she got like, a wool sweater on.
All right, so Marshall.
Shout out to her, though. She's good people.
All right, so Marshall Faulk is going to join us. We're going to talk about tonight's football game. He's only got a couple of minutes with us, but he's going to be with us all weekend long.
That's what's up.
So Marshall's going to be exposed to you and me melting down on Sunday, throwing things.
Well, I don't think he'll be here for that part of the show. He'll do lineup lock with us.
So he won't be here when the footballs and the helmets start flying?
Nah, he won't be here for that. That's a little bit too racist.
I still apologize. I hit our boy in the pit, Chris Bavona, with a football a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a tough Sunday.
Bavona takes it pretty hard here. He got his eardrum popped once.
I know, right? Yeah.
And he's sick right now.
It's just bad timing.
Yeah, and he don't feel good today.
Yeah, he doesn't feel good.
Now, I didn't deliberately throw a football at him, but by chance, him and Galena showed up. Like, sort of, they opened up the door.
As it was going down.
Right around 3:45, that's that time where reality kicks in, where it's like, I'm not going to win. I got up. Because that was an emotional day. Remember, like, an hour earlier, I was dancing.
Early in the day,
I was doing the Billy White Shoes Johnson in the end zone.
The D-hop touchdown, you was dancing. 2.5 hours later, you was throwing the football after the Carolina Panthers flubbed up that that 2-point conversion.
Like, I got up, Michelle, and I threw a football, like, son of a. Right around 3:45, that's that time reality kicks in, where it's like, I'm not. So I threw the football. We have instant replay here. Where's the ref?
I was about to say.
I'm sorry. I just opened up the stream, and I had the fader on.
It's all good.
You didn't hear the stuff we said about you behind your back.
Hey, coming from the guy that for some reason tells us 20 times a day, the mics are on, Bones. Hey, Bones, your mic is on.
Oh, man. But now, it's good time, so we'll enjoy having Marshall in studio.
Yes, he's going to be with just
now,
a couple of.
Marshall does not like the Dallas Cowboys.
Good. So we're going to get a good take from him tonight.
No, we're not.
No, and I just look forward to it, actually, in the future, because basically Marshall's going to be the judge when you and I get into it.
Okay.
And I'm going to live with his decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I say, all right, this, and you're saying that, Marshall will be the deciding factor. And you can't say, he's going to take your side or anything like that. He's
okay, that's fine. So let's just pretend this is the NFL Network set. I'm Michael Irvin. Marshall is Marshall.
Yeah, you are like Michael Irvin. Loud, brash, enhanced.
And dope.
And delusional.
And dope. You know what I'm saying? A playmaker.
I'm just like Michael Irvin, a playmaker.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So who are you, Mariucci? You're Mooch or you Rich Eisen?
The Mooch. Hey, guys. The Mooch. No, I guess I'm one of the Hasselbecks.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah,
I'm
one of the Hasselbecks.
Hasselbecks, real talented broadcasters. I like those dudes.
And then Matt's pretty good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The other dudes, come on.
You don't like the other dude?
No.
I think they both do a good job.
What's the other guy's name? Tim?
Tim. And one of them has got a famous wife, right?
Yeah.
She's a news reporter, right?
I believe
no,
so.
No, she's not a reporter. That's a strong
word. Oh, she's an actress?
No. Well, yeah, she was on The View, so I guess you could say that.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, she was on The View. Yeah.
Yeah, she was on Survivor.
Oh, okay. And she came
up. That was her big thing. She was on Survivor.
Yeah.
And America's like, oh, look at this cute little blonde girl.
Let's put her on The View.
Next thing you know, she's on The View.
Yeah.
And then a couple of years later, she's like, I'm not even sure Barack was born in America.
You're like, what?
They were like, you know what? You're not this little like girl from The Survivor anymore. You're kind of like.
Yeah, you got fresh takes now. Yeah. You got hot, raw
like
takes. Bones,
editorializing.
Hey, speaking of which, a lifelong dream of mine is to be interviewed on The View.
Well, I don't want to break your heart, but it's never going to happen.
You don't think so?
I'm just
like
being
when I released my first book, when my first my book life, comes out, you know, Life and Tales of the Fantasy.
I've had a dream
executive.
To have sex with Shakira for a long time. And, you know, there might be a better chance of me hooking up with Shakira than you appearing
on The
View.
When I write my book and it hits the New York Times bestseller list, they're going to invite me on The View.
The only time you're ever going to appear on the set of The View is if you get a job cleaning a set up.
That's not nice, Gabe.
I know, so
Michelle,
cold, huh?
my book come out, Michelle.
You like
don't you think it's going
I think when your book comes out, you have a chance.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on The View. They're gonna interview me.
On the
View.
I'm on The View. What you doing?
For your book, Corey.
Because I got a job as a grip. I'm just kidding. You're right. That was pretty mean.
They bring me on The View. I'll be like, hey, all right, there we go. Got these wires over here.
So that's always been your dream. You want to sit down, and go like, good morning, Whoopi. Yeah, what's up, Whoopi? What's up, ladies?
By the ladies
Joey
on
Bahar,
the
how you doing, Joey?
Yeah, how you doing, Joey? You know what I'm saying? I come in,
talk about your life as the fantasy executive.
Yeah, I shake everybody hands. How y'all ladies doing? You know what I'm saying? And I pull up my seat and I sit down. I put the book right there in front of me.
That Sonny Hostin chick is all right.
Listen, I'm not going there to meet and greet. No. I'm going to pitch the book. You know what I'm saying? My grandmother would be very happy. She'd be like, oh, look, Corey made it on The View. You know what I'm saying? That's been his lifelong dream. And I'll put my book in front of me. And then the ladies would be, and you know, they'll flirt with me because I'm handsome. You know what I'm saying?
You know what we got to do? We got to find out. I don't think you're ever too old for the Make-A-Wish
Foundation.
They probably
will flirt with you, Corey.
Listen, our friend, let's go to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Michelle, they're going to flirt with me.
They'll definitely flirt with you. I think they'll like him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Whoopi will be giving you the eyes.
Nah, not Whoopi. Whoopi's too old for me. I don't want a MILF. I want that one on the end.
He's like, I'm not about that. Now he's like, I want you on the end here.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
All right, morning after. We've got a stacked show today. Cam Stewart, actually, is going to join us in about 15 minutes.
Oh, that's the homie.
Yeah, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Yeah. And
I told you who Cam remind me of, right?
Who?
Who, Gritty.
Santa Claus. Yeah.
We should have him come in here. We could sit on his lap and tell him what we want.
I'm not going to sit on Cam's lap.
He would like that. I think he wouldn't have a problem.
If you sit on Cam's lap, that's not a roller coaster. I'm not sitting nowhere near Cam lap.
No, Cam would be like Cam is the type of guy, he'd be uncomfortable. So,
yeah.
Like, he'd be like, oh, you know, it's all right, Michelle, I don't know. Like, tell me after, she's pretty hot, you know, my girlfriend's kind of, you know. So,
Cam would be a perfect mall Santa.
It's funny because somebody told me, the big man on campus said that when that Gritty guy came out, he said, oh my God, he goes, I don't want to upset Cam, but he goes, he looks like Cam.
Oh, that's
me. The mascot?
No,
Cam, you
does.
Don't look like Gritty. You don't
no,
look like Gritty.
No, he kind of does.
But he doesn't have cross eyes. He's not green.
No, you never seen him at 3 in the morning. You haven't seen him after like 18 drinks and an 8-ball.
Huskier.
Just kidding.
Dude,
Cam is husky. That's a good word to use. Husky.
Yeah,
but he's like, Cam is like Jolly Old St. Nick.
Yeah.
No, listen, see, Bones, Can we get a split screen of Gritty and Cam?
We just said the same thing. We're
It'd be nice to get
it.
A split screen with someone not in a tracksuit and burn that fire. And don't put Cam in a tracksuit.
Tracksuit was in the news today. Did you see that?
No.
I think she was. I think I did.
He's going to be on The View.
She's going to.
Not the same day as me. Coming to The View green room.
Listen, are
like,
YouTube
oh, I
numbers?
Finally made it.
Are YouTube numbers drop every time you put that damn picture up?
I'm
What's
like,
on
hello?
The show?
Hello, Whoopi. You know what I'm saying?
So,
are you saying Cam reminds you of?
Santa Claus. Yeah, I agree with that. Not Gritty.
He's
Santa
jolly.
Claus. Yeah, he's jolly.
So is Gritty.
Yeah, but Gritty is furry.
They're different colors.
Cam is not furry.
Yeah.
At least I don't know.
It's crazy to say, like, that once you realize that Cam sort of looks like Gritty, you'll lock it in.
Yeah.
You know who Cam really looks like? And it really is amazing. Tom Cable.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Before Tom Cable got skinny.
Yeah, I can see that.
Tom Cable got, like, the staple stomach thing or something.
kind of.
No. When Tom Cable was a fat guy before, like in a big head.
Yeah, no, that can be the same, yeah.
Yeah, their faces are the same, yeah.
You know, Cam, Bruce Bochy has the biggest head in baseball.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why I know that, but I do.
Wait, his hat is like a 9.5?
Yeah, his hat, dude, it's like 8-7 something.
Wow.
And I'm not good with that size. It's like, you know your size of your lid?
7 3/4.
That's sort of the standard one, right?
Yeah, this is a decent sized head.
Wrong with those baseball.
I can go on.
Yeah, you could.
I think I better not.
That's the problem, though, with those official baseball hats.
Why is that?
When it rains,
they shrink.
It's yeah.
So I have like a rain hat.
Sweat a lot
yeah,
of stuff.
I have a rain hat.
That's
whatever.
Why you have multiple Yankees.
If I run out the crib, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a fresh one. I go, oh, it's raining. I go back. I threw on the rain out one. You know what I'm saying?
You put on the beat one.
Yeah.
So is this the new one that they
this is
gave
the one,
you?
This is the one the boys bought me. It's still holding up pretty good. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. So well, they bought it for you for your birthday, right?
Yes, because they're good friends. You know what I'm saying?
Well. Right, so I know you're not wearing the Dallas Cowboy gear tonight. You're sort of bracing yourself.
Dallas Cowboys don't have no cool Dallas Cowboy hats.
No, they don't.
They don't. It's very hard to find a cool Dallas Cowboy hat. I like the one that say America's Team on it, but you can never really find that one because the Cowboys have a big root, so it sells out fast.
You know, law enforcement actually assume that people wearing Yankee hats are criminals?
I don't know why.
They really do.
I don't understand
why. I actually know for a fact at airports, if you're wearing a Yankee hat, it catches their eye.
That's interesting.
And it's interesting, too, because
I'm trafficking.
It's kind of known that basically if I see someone with a Yankee jersey on the streets of New York, I just assume
they're
a cop.
It's undercover cop.
They're cop.
That's the cop with, so funny, the cop with a Yankee jersey.
Like criminals and cops both think each other are wearing Yankee gear, and everyone gives each other the eye.
Like, hey.
I guarantee you, Carl. When you're walking down the street in Harlem, I'm sure some kid's thinking, I wonder if that guy's actually some old cop.
Well, my brother-in-law, everybody think my brother-in-law is a cop. You know what I'm saying?
Is he wearing Yankee gear?
Nah, he's like light skinned, and he'd be hanging out with me. So he's like, what's going on? And he, you know what I'm saying?
So but he'd be light skinned. He's
light skinned. He wear glasses. So
you
light skinned,
you go into Harlem, people get suspicious.
He wear glasses. He be walking. Everybody like, yo, that's your man. I'm like, yes, my man. They're like, oh, okay. I thought he was the cop. But undercover cop outfit is, they don't never wear the pinstripe Yankee jersey.
No, the
they
gray
wear the
one.
Road one. The gray, gray one. They wear the gray Yankee jersey, the army cap, the army coat, and the Yankee hat. You know what I'm saying?
And that's an undercover cop outfit.
That's an undercover cop outfit. Huh. That's the fuzz right there. And trust me, Michelle, I know what an undercover cop look like.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. I don't. It's good to know. Like, good to know.
Yeah, it's like it's not the Mets, huh?
No.
Like,
no
you
no,
never
no.
see a cop like in a Met jersey.
No, uh-uh. No, no.
How come?
Because Mets, see, I have to tell you in the break. But the Yankee and Met fandom kind of breaks down cultural lines.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that part, but you just figure a cop will blend in. You know, it's like in NFL games. Every second fan's a cop now, bro.
Yeah, I know
they all
that.
Wear, like, the opposing team jersey. That's the big thing.
Yep, uh-huh.
Like, that's a big thing in California, actually, because they're psychos. Like, you talk about the Dodger fans being soft.
Raiders.
Which they can be.
Yeah.
But not when the San Francisco Giants are there.
Are you in that 300 section?
Yeah, I'm not talking about Larry King and Mary Hart. No, I'm talking about in the back end
El
of the stadium,
Barrio.
In the parking lot
back there.
It goes
down up there in the 300 section when they play the Giants.
Like it gets to like, they beat a guy to a coma type thing. Right?
Yeah,
like
I remember that. No, they really did. That's a true story.
Yeah, they attacked a Giant fan in the parking lot. They nearly beat him to death, like over a baseball game after the game.
Wow.
Nah, because you got some of them gangbangers out there that don't play that. You know,
so LAPD basically started going and wearing San Francisco Giant gear.
And to come to the
and
game.
And when the gangbangers come up to them, boom, you're under arrest, right?
Wow.
Because, they don't want visiting fans getting attacked.
No, you don't want, especially not San Francisco Giant fans. Because that's not like Oakland A fans. San Francisco Giant fans are like, you know, they nerdy. They live on the other
Hipsters,
side of the water.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They come with a Giants hat. Mm-hmm. They don't know what they're getting into.
So speaking of psychos, actually, how about this? So Jeff Brohm stuff.
Oh,
you hear about this, Michelle?
Yeah,
so Jeff Brohm in the high school?
Okay, yeah. So a Louisville high school area canceled classes on Thursday after an alleged threat was made against the high school due to Purdue coach Jeff Brohm's decision not to take the Louisville job. Trinity High School in Louisville received a threat on Wednesday and canceled school.
Because he went to that school.
Yeah.
Why are you?
What kind of logic is that? A grown man went to a high school, doesn't want to coach a dumpster fire train wreck in Louisville.
Yeah.
And so for some reason, they call it a bomb threat to his high school because we should note his father is a coach there as well.
Crazy, right? So that's then, and also on Twitter, Louisville fans were burning jerseys because of it.
They were burning the high school jersey?
His
Jeff
Brohm,
he was the quarterback
at
Louisville.
They were burning his jersey.
So they
were
burning son jersey.
They just expected he was going to leave Purdue and
accept the job.
Listen, I don't want to upset anybody at Louisville, but you guys suck, all right? Yeah. You have a good basketball program, and like we said the other night, what did I say, Corey, when they beat Michigan State? I said, man, that's the first time I've ever, I didn't even know Louisville did things besides file lawsuits, cheat on wives, cheat on the court, recruiting violations, $40 million kickback deals under the table with Adidas.
Send my homeboy to jail.
Oh, yeah, Papa John's and Papa John's Stadium. You go down the list. Bobby Petrino.
It's a lot.
Like, you're a train wreck.
Yeah.
Like, next to these big Big Ten schools that are like Woody Allen University.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm expecting. Over at Penn State, the Woody Allen wing. Hey, guys, Woody Allen donated. What a shock.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Woody Allen's a big supporter of the Big Ten.
no, but Louisville, conference.
You know, all kidding aside, in what way, and they're not even good in football. Lamar Jackson made them good for a year.
Exactly.
Like, in what world? You get these schools.
Well, Teddy Bridgewater is Louisville, too.
That's true. That was years ago.
Yeah.
But in what world do they think, like, everyone's lining up to coach them?
Not to go to, why would you line up to go to Louisville? Didn't Alabama beat Louisville, like, 48-2 at one point this year?
Yeah, that was the opening game of the year.
The opening game of the year. They beat them by 100. Nobody tripping off of Louisville
football.
Don't
want to call our boy Double D out double digits. I think Lisey was calling the outside the outright win that day for Louisville.
Oh, my God, Lisey. What is
you know it's coming on Saturday.
Yeah,
Georgia by double digits, Gabe.
Yeah.
Alabama only 13-point favorite. So
no, I already saw Lisey already said that. I think Lisey already said he going with Georgia to cover the number. Look, I didn't hear him say a double that Georgia's going to win by 10.
They played in the national championship last year, 26-23. So
different team.
No, but honestly, number one, I don't care like what level of football it is. Like, in what world, Michelle, is it logical for some idiot to call in a bomb?
That's crazy.
To a high school. And they're not playing. The FBI's investigating.
Right. No,
you
crazy.
Can't be
it's
calling
serious.
In bombs, especially in today's.
Police are still investigating it. It's a serious threat.
It's pretty much
and
not
it
just.
It was made on Twitter to burn down the school.
Yeah, that's great. On Twitter, too. So it's going to be easy to trace down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, who would feel that type of passion, Corey, for Louisville football?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out.
Like, I could get basketball getting all pissed off, like, stop wrestling and wrecking
Alabama,
our program.
Auburn, you know what I'm saying?
Because Louisville Louisville's an elite basketball program.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to give him that.
Rick Pitino did his thing there.
No, and even before Rick Pitino, Denny Crum in the old days. Remember Denny Crum with the comb over?
Yeah, I remember Denny Crum. Yeah, Crum name on the court.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, like Louisville, I respect their basketball program.
Their football program is nothing. They got Bridgewater and Jackson, that's it.
Yeah, but university as a whole, too. And the whole thing is...
Harry Douglas, too, I think.
Your stadium was called Papa John Stadium.
Yeah.
Papa John was like your big booster. He was the one pulling the strings and, like, you know, calling the shots.
We see what he was.
Real class acts. Pitino, Papa. Imagine being in that boardroom.
Oh, you're just waiting for David Duke to walk in. You know who else? I don't know if he went to Louisville. Did Muhammad Ali?
He's from Louisville.
He's from Louisville. Okay.
He's from that's where he lived.
Yeah, that's where he lived. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That's
the GOAT.
That's where he lived. I mean, I used to want to go out to the Kentucky Derby.
I want to get one of those hats.
Yeah.
Maybe we should go. We'll go all of us next year.
We should.
I buy me a seersucker suit. You know what I'm saying?
What are you guys going to wear?
That would be.
How about I pick out your outfit?
If we go to the Kentucky Derby, I'll dress up. I'll put the suit on. I'll get the fedora and everything.
I'll be clean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you, me, and Corey really stick out down there.
That'd be a fun.
Oh, I'd be right out there. Michelle had the big hat on. You know what I'm saying? I bring me a jazzy lady with me, you know what I'm saying?
We're going to have to bring a lawyer with us. It's going to be like my cousin Vinny, because me and Corey get arrested at some point in time there.
Exactly. I'm like, Bob, give me some
call from Mike Cano, please. Mike, you got to send a lawyer down here, man.
You punched the horse that lost.
Cam Stewart next.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day, right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
Get Cam Stewart on in a moment. Hopefully we got the split screen. Do we have the comparison?
Let's see what we got. Are they still working on the comparison, so they getting that done.
Morning After continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gabe Morenci.
I can just tell Cam.
Corey Parson here. Michelle Serpico.
Good morning.
What's up, Corey?
I can just tell Cam.
You can tell him what?
That I think that he reminds me of jolly old Saint Nick.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. No, that's fine, but
I
wanted the picture.
I think he'll be offended.
No, he's not going to be offended. Cam Stewart joins us. What's up, Cam?
Hey, what's happening, Morenci? Good morning there, buddy. Yeah, how are things going over there? What you say? I look like Santa Claus? No offense to that.
No, Michelle Serpico said...
No, they said another one, Cam.
Oh, we said gritty.
That wasn't that nice.
I said gritty, and Michelle's like, that's really mean.
I love Gritty. Yeah, no, that's a compliment. Gritty's amazing.
Okay, all right. Well, if you take it as a compliment. Most people want it, but yeah.
Jolly old Saint Nick.
Yeah. What's happened? What's
We're actually thinking, too.
Exec?
If you come down here, Michelle wants to sit on your lap.
I'll tell you what I want for Christmas.
You're going to get Cam down here dressed as Santa Claus. And so, yeah, you're gonna sit, so what are you going to ask for, Michelle?
All right, well, I want a new pair of New Balances. I want a bike.
Okay.
So you want a New Balance because, of course, Kawhi Leonard just got an endorsement deal. Yeah.
See,
right.
Michelle, she's smart getting hooked up with the Raptors, baby. That's right. That's how we do it. Mm-hmm. I like New Balance. New Balance is a good shoe. I've always liked them even when they weren't popular, Morenci. They're very comfortable. I see a lot of seniors. It's actually funny. New Balance are cool for young and old, like seniors who walk the track. I see them
Cool they are for young, are they?
It depends on
runners,
how they look.
Joggers like them.
Yeah, no, so they're very
comfortable. That's what I'm saying.
Sort of like, very comfortable shoes for like old dudes like me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
See, my feet been through a lot of wars in Harlem. You know what I'm saying? So I need them joints to give me some cushion. Hey, Cam. Cam have on a Santa Claus suit and parlay tickets in his pocket.
Hey, so... I got to believe, Cam, over the years, at some point, somebody stuffed you in a Santa Claus suit.
Yeah. My dad's Christmas parties and stuff like that, when I started to be a teenager, they started to see the resemblance, Morenci. But more in my late 20s when I started to get the boiler. Because back then I was leaner when I was playing hockey. But now that I got the gut, you know what I mean? It's more a true Saint Nick look.
There you go.
All right. So one thing, there's a couple of things that me and Corey have gotten into it this year.
You guys get it. I hear the promos on our show. You and the exec get into it a lot.
All right, so, yeah, number one, and I know you remember these games like they're yesterday. I maintain to this day the Bills were in that game and didn't get blown out against the Patriots on Monday Night Football.
They lost by 19.
That game.
Let me tell you something. I love you, exec, but they were, like, leading in that game to a certain point, too. They were leading in that game late. Then Derek Anderson threw that pick, and then things went off the rails.
Yeah, that happens. Derek Anderson throw interceptions, and you lose by 20. You got your ass kicked.
The other thing that Cam agrees with me is that, and Michelle, Baker Mayfield, he's a little jerk. His bandana blows, Cam. Explain to these people that grown men shouldn't wear bandanas. Unless you're a Blood or a Crip.
I agree. Corey, come on, man. You're the mayor of Harlem, even though there is no mayor of Harlem. People shouldn't be rocking bandanas. It's a stooge look.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
Unless you're robbing a bank or you're a cowboy, a real cowboy.
He rocks it, right? Yeah.
Listen, is he rocking the bandana to, like, meetings? Or do you see the bandana when he takes his helmet off?
I bet you he's the type of guy who doesn't even take his earphone. He'd probably listen to music while you talk to him.
When you wear a helmet, if the helmet is moving too much, you want to wear something to keep the helmet still, and that's probably why he rocked the bandana. Mm-hmm. I never seen him rock the bandana leaving the facility like Tupac spitting in the camera. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm with you, Morenci. Yeah, you're right, Morenci. I feel like we're just old, crusty dudes, like the two dudes from the Muppets for real now, Waldorf and Stadler, hating everybody.
Yeah, but you know what? It's the same thing. Like, I was never a fan of Fitzpatrick's beard either.
Yeah, you don't like
no,
that.
No,
yeah.
I don't like beards where there's, like Patricia's beard. Me and Gabe were talking. You find a chicken wing down in there. Yeah, you're worried about people's posture, Corey. How about you have a shower? That's a good tip. Maybe the players would listen.
If you didn't smell like trash, Coach.
Yeah. Patricia.
Get some body wash or a bar and figure it out, pal. Like, no one's going to listen to you when I'm staring at that beard with ticks in it.
What do you think? Like, Axe Body Spray is going to sponsor Max Patricia? It ain't happening.
They need to. Yeah. What would be the Matt Patricia scent? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, New England
dirt.
Morning.
New England.
Yeah.
New England
yeah,
mist.
Oh, man.
Motown mist.
My main man, Cam.
Motown mist. All right, Cam.
Gasoline and dirt.
So the Raptors game tonight in Toronto. Cam is in Toronto right now. Obviously a very big game, but holy crap, have you seen the point spread? The Toronto Raptors are actually 8-point favorites tonight against the Golden State Warriors.
No, you can't lay it down, Morenci. No, people are already talking about this game and the Warriors. I know they like to talk trash about a lot of other teams, but they're giving the Raptors a lot of respect. And let's remember, Gabe, we love this team, but they haven't done anything in the playoffs yet. And I know Klay Thompson's going, oh, don't worry, we might see these guys in June. Raptors are amazing, but still, you have work to do. You haven't won a playoff series, so you got to get there first. I believe in this team, but I'm not laying 8 points with these guys. No way.
I would rather
think they could win by double digits, but I don't want to. I'm taking your Cowboys, though, Corey.
I like that. But my thing is I don't have no lean on it. I don't like the Warriors, I don't like the way the Warriors look right now. Depth seems to be an issue on that team. You're going into Toronto. That building's going to be jacked. That team's going to be playing good. They don't have Steph. They don't have Draymond. If I had to make a pick, I would lay the eight with the Raptors. Yeah, they might blow them out tonight.
The Raptors have the best player in the league in Kawhi Leonard.
They don't have the best player in the league.
They have the best player in the league.
Kawhi Leonard's a very good very good NBA All-Star.
I tell you what, right now, season ends today. Who's the MVP?
MVP right now?
Who's the MVP of the NBA?
Right now, the MVP is Kemba Walker.
Lead the North.
Kemba Walker's the MVP right now.
Your boy Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker.
He's not the MVP.
Corey, he's a pure scorer, but I know. When you talk about Leonard, you got to say he's got to be the best offensive and defensive. When you put
I think
it all
it's
together,
Jimmy Butler.
It's
I think
package.
Jimmy Butler's the best two-way player. Jimmy Butler or Anthony Davis, the best two-way players in the league. JB or Anthony Davis, not Kawhi Leonard.
You're insane.
I'm telling you, I like Kawhi. Kawhi's an all-star.
There's no way in that conversation. There's no way in hell. Jimmy Butler is better than
Kawhi Leonard. No
I think you guys are mistaken. I don't know. You guys don't watch the same NBA I watch.
That's like saying that. I'm going to say Ryan Tannehill is better than Aaron Rodgers, but who's like a mid-tier? Thinking like it's a mid-tier.
A mid-tier quarterback.
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott's not mid-tier in my opinion.
Yeah, he's dropped. Lower tier.
So that's like saying I don't know. That's like saying that. Give me a.
It's like saying Matt Ryan's better than Tom Brady. Kawhi Leonard's like Tom Brady. Kawhi Leonard, I don't know why you refuse to acknowledge that Kawhi Leonard is literally like the best player in the NBA.
He's not the best player in the NBA
or
by any stretch
like
of the
imagination. Like the second best player in the NBA.
He's a very good NBA All-Star. He's a guy that can be on a championship team.
He's a franchise-changing superstar.
I don't know about all of that. This is
where
the same guy.
13-4.
He quit on his team last year.
Greek freak.
The doctors quit on him.
Where would you put the Greek Freak?
I put the Greek Freak overall in the top five right now. I put the Greek Freak in that mix.
Greek Freak's right up there.
He's in the MVP. He's in the MVP conversation.
You know, Greek Freak's awesome. Yeah. No, you're a good point as far as the MVP.
Yeah, he's in that conversation. Yeah.
I'm saying Kawhi Leonard's in the conversation as well.
He is. Kawhi's in the conversation.
He is definitely in the conversation.
All right, so Cowboys and Saints tonight. So, now Corey, the Cam's all hyped up on the boys tonight. I'm taking the over this game. And I'll tell you what, guys, I'm looking at the props, and suddenly the Dak Prescott props come into play, the passing yards. Amari Cooper is very, very good yards after the catch. You get some low numbers tonight. Dallas going to be playing catch-up, and I was eagerly awaiting to see what the number was going to be for Dak Prescott tonight. Passing yards, 242.5. Over.
Oh, yeah.
Over.
We can get there. Another one, Gabe. I think a lot of people, because Amari Cooper's been he's been on fire the last few weeks. Watch out for Michael Gallup, somebody like that,
like
or Cole
that.
Beasley, one of those other guys. I think a secondary player on the receiving corps is actually going to do some damage and for a big play. And with their numbers being low and on a couple catches, we can get
Cole
there.
Cole Beasley,
I'm with you.
40 and a half yards.
I think Michael Gallup might be 34 and a half. Listen to this, though, Cam. This morning, I got up like about 5-something, whatever, was starting to get myself together, reading, seeing what was going on and stuff like that. I checked Amari Cooper's prop.
Corey got up, turned on the TV, watched Fox and Friends. His morning routine.
I checked Amari Cooper prop. It was 67.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, 68.5 I'm seeing now.
The FanDuel book, by the time I left, it had already been up to 72.
Yeah, because he's trending now. God. He's not popular.
Just that fast. Yeah. He is trending.
Normally, I tell you, we get better numbers in the FanDuel Sportsbook with the props.
You do, but
like
not
whatever's online, whenever I get to the window, it's always, so I'm seeing 242.5. Well, you got the assets. Tell me what stock right now there. I'm going to guess like 238.5. I bet you he's a couple of yards shorter than what he is offshore right now.
Right now, let me go.
So, Cam, you're taking the Cowboys tonight plus the points?
Yeah, I think they could win the game, Gabe. That's how crazy it is. Like I got 8 points,
bold,
7.5 right now. I know. I think the final score. I think the Dallas Cowboys is going to be like 27-24. I think it's going to be a field goal game either way. I think Dallas can win, and I like those props with the secondary receivers, Morenci. I'm telling you, this is the week. Dallas's defense, New Orleans. Hey, of course, they're going to get some points. I'm just going to tell you, I feel very confident in Dallas. I think we're getting an inflated number here. People are just going to blindly bet the Saints because they've murdered everybody. I know we've gotten in front of this team before, and it's killed us. Like the Bengals game, that was stupid. This is different. Dallas is playing better football. Give me the Cowboys.
Dak Prescott right number right now on the FanDuel Sportsbook is 237.5.
What did I tell you?
Yep.
What did I tell you? That's even better.
That's even better, yeah. Yep.
Even better. And we've got a quick meeting.
I don't like the way the Cooper number went up. I just can't do it. I'm real.
No. Now it's like Cam said. Now's when you buy in with Gallup or Beasley with the other guys.
So you guys got 237.5. I've just gone to two sports books. I'm seeing 242.5 and 244.5.
So that 237.5. Yeah. That's money. That
looks. I'm on my way. Cam.
Yeah.
We've got a little mini show meeting after this show. It's got to be brief because.
Uh-oh.
Morenci's got to get over to the Port Authority.
There you go.
I agree, man.
The 160, Cam.
160.
160 bus.
They give you a grilled cheese when you get on that joint. That's going to take you up to the prison yard.
Can I call ahead the Andrew Shirley lady at Meadowlands? Hello, Christine. Cheese. I'll be there in 10 minutes. Can I have my grilled cheese ready?
Make him a grilled cheese sandwich.
After the grilled cheese from Al's yesterday with Texas toast, that's kind of a step down over to Meadowlands.
I made my homemade. I had the sharp cheddar. I did my own and slipped in some bacon. I know Yang does the turkey bacon. I do it real.
Turkeys don't make bacon, Cam. Let them know.
No, they don't.
I'm not down with turkey bacon. Turkeys don't make bacon, son.
No.
Hey, if you're gonna eat bacon, eat bacon. I'm with you. I don't do these synthetic breakfast meats and stuff like that. By the real thing. If you like sausage links, eat the links. If you like bacon, get the strips. Come on, people. Get real.
I agree with the turkey bacon thing, though. That like turkeys don't make bacon. But turkey sausage, I like turkey sausage.
Let me say, turkeys don't make sausages. Give me the pig. Give me the pig. I eat everything on the pig from the rooter to the tooter.
I had pork belly last night.
Oh, you see, you had pork belly last night.
Phenomenal.
I know it was good.
Cam, we brought this up last week. What's the most amount of money you've ever spent at McDonald's at once? Like, just you eating. You going in. Like, how much did it cost? What was the most you've ever dropped at McDonald's?
Just on myself?
Yeah.
After a night of drinking, about $36.
I told you, son.
Yeah.
It can happen. Me and my man, Rel, son, we lit that joint
up. Yeah, because I used to buy two of everything, right? Like, I'm like, Big Mac, McChicken, give me a couple McDoubles, throw in the nuggets. Yeah, like, I bet, a pie for dessert. I was just saying, it's about $36 in my face.
It's quite a bit of McDonald's right there.
Yeah, son, I've done it before.
I thought you guys were thinking. I thought you were thinking about my over-under was probably about 52.5. I went under, but yeah.
No, it's hard. And this was years ago when McDonald's was cheaper. You did this, right?
That's true. Yeah. Now that's a $60-$70 bag, not a $36 bag for sure.
I can eat that too. Son, I've done that before. I told me and my man Rel come from the club one night, stopped at the drive-thru. Ordered out food. Lady was like $48.75. Wow.
I used to plan it out. The $20 burger bag. It was $19.97. 3 cents your change, sir.
It's like me sitting in Versa here watching sports on a Saturday night. I got my bill, $250. I'm like, what?
Oh my god! Yeah, don't drink there again.
Hey, no. Quit the holler at you, Cam.
Those double vodkas were about $24 bucks a pop, I think.
Yeah, they're expensive. Go Cowboys!
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Genius.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
It is true. Cam is jolly, though, isn't he?
He is jolly. Yeah.
The time goes by fast when he's on.
Yeah, he got the big red face. You know what I'm saying?
He looks like Gritty.
He does look like Gritty.
His eyes are too far apart. But
shouldn't when Gritty takes the mask off, shouldn't Cam be Gritty?
Yeah, Cam should be Gritty.
Like, really? Like, Cam should be doing interviews as Gritty and stuff. Yeah, what's it like to be Gritty?
They have the identical smile.
It's the same smile.
I think Cam is Gritty. Michelle is not here for this.
Look, they have the same mouth.
They're the same guy.
And the goatee.
That's crazy. Cam is Gritty.
The best is too. A couple of drinks. Yeah, start dancing.
Be like, Gritty, what the hell wrong with you?
Because I know Cam Gritty, very well. Cam. He's not nearly as jolly in real life.
Oh, really?
It's an on-air thing.
Yo, we got to get Gritty and Cam to go to McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh, that's
missed it, Michelle.
Great bit. Yeah, that's...
You missed it. They got to throw the picture back up there.
All right.
You got your... I see it. All right, yeah, he looks like Gritty.
He is Gritty.
He is Gritty.
The same neck.
We've got to get...
It's the same neck and shoulders and face.
You know,
and
you're
goatee.
In Philadelphia. You got to get Gritty up here. He comes to New York all the time. We got to get Gritty in studio. Right. And we got to get Cam up here as well at the same time.
Yeah, I don't understand why Cam's never been here.
You know, it's a good, I don't know. I get the feeling Cam is, Cam's more of like a small town type guy.
Really? Toronto ain't a small town, though.
No, I know, but he hates Toronto. Cam lives in like the equivalent of like Long Island or something.
Oh, he live on the outskirts of Toronto suburb.
He lives in Mississauga.
Okay.
Which is like, used to be like the suburb of Toronto, but now there's like 2 million people in Mississauga too.
Oh, yeah. So now it's too much for Cam.
Yeah, so now it's like a mega city. So yeah. Me and Cam are both thinking about retiring in the Niagara Falls area.
Not bad.
Moving forward.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's cheaper. Yeah. Cost of living's affordable. Very close to Buffalo.
You'd be over those falls with one bad bet. That's a bad place for you to be.
I'd be throwing people over the falls. I would be over the falls. I've been there without jumping in. Real estate, real cheap in the area there, Bones. You can buy a house in Buffalo for like $7,000.
It's Buffalo, son.
You know, in Toronto, actually, I saw a thing. It said, what would you rather buy? And it was this condo in Florida. And it was a picture of the condo. And it was a picture of a parking space.
There's a Phillies Hall of Famer who died in Niagara Falls.
$45,000.
Great story. He was drunk. They threw him off the train.
Sounds
he staggered
like a lot of
down
fun.
The tracks, and they found him down there. Hey, fell.